I hear a lot of people talk about monopoly as global IP. I thought that wasn't the right way for us to think about it. This isn't a global IP. This is everybody's local IP. And that's what's so great about this brand. Everyone thinks it's their local game. Instead of just localizing the creative, we went to the level of truly culturalizing the creative, because I wanted to give everybody their game and bring that nostalgia and make it feel like the monopoly they knew and loved. We had a strategy we called Leave No Country Behind. So we ended up even with our UA teams of breaking it up, where we would have people look after country clusters, because we just didn't want to sort of leave countries out. We wanted every country to get their version of Monopoly, and we were playing to win, and we wanted to win in every country. We did. We got to number one over 100 countries, which we were very proud of. So it was a lot more work. I won't lie. We created thousands and thousands of creators because we were trying to do that in as many countries as possible. But I think it paid off.